Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Marginoid with me, Sean Connery.
And oh!
What was that?
That was... One, it wasn't the normal opening. Two... That was the worst impression of Sean Connery in the history of the world. And three, you have just had a conversation with me about making the beginning slick and professional and getting straight into it. And you the exact thing that you fucking said was, Chris, just have an idea of what you want to say. Don't go and do something stupid. Like, just get into it. And then you came with that absolute horse shit.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Marinoid with me, Rosie Ramsey, and...
I don't want my name on it.
Arseface.
I'll go by Arseface today.
Christopher Ramsey.
I don't want my name on this episode because
whatever.
Honest, can we get the Guinness Book Records, right? Because is there a worse impression than what she just did?
Shagged Marinoid.
You're doing an American accent. I can't do a Sean Connery impression.
He has gone a bit American though.
He's gone a bit dead. But guess what?
Is he dead?
Yes. Did you not know Sean Connery was dead?
When did he die?
Are you serious? I mean, it's been a busy year, but yeah, he died a couple months ago.
When did he die?
He died a couple months ago.
This year?
I think it was this year, yeah. Rest in peace, Sean Connery, legend, best James Bond ever. He's dead.
Oh, I'm all sad.
I didn't know, Chris.
Oh,
fucking hell. Big love to anyone else who didn't know.
Sorry.
Wow.
Oh, I hate it when that happens.
Wow. Oh, well, this is starting.
Oh, well, I feel bad doing the impression now.
Right, well, I mean, you didn't know.
Am I going to get cancelled?
Probably. I mean, I said he's gone a bit dead. That's quite insensitive.
That was insensitive.
Well, because I thought you knew.
I didn't know.
Wow. Hey, what a start this is, guys. Talk about not knowing what to say.
Fucking
hell. What a clusterfuck. Right. This is a disaster.
Listen, go to the sponsors. The sponsors always say
to be fair, the sponsors do always say we're guys. It is episode one. We're keeping it in. It is episode 121. Hey, have they lost the love for the pod? Can you remember when they used to fuck it up and they used to start again? I do remember that. Yeah, do they still do that? Do they fuck?
We didn't know. We had time then.
They just soldier on.
When we used to do it for free, do you remember? Yeah. We had all the time in the world. Now it was a bother.
Lark, wasn't it? It was a
busy.
Lark.
We're busy now.
Guys,
it's episode
121. 1-to-1. Wasn't that a phone company? 1-to-1.
It was a what?
Wasn't that a phone company back in the day? When first
1-2-1, yeah, yeah. And you'd ring. If you wanted to speak to someone about your phone being shit, you'd ring 1-2-1. Very clever.
Would you really?
I had a 1-2-1 phone.
Sorry, which one's the... What number's the one that's the other 999? Is that 112?
That's 111.
A 111?
Is it? I don't know. You know, 111. You ring them when you... Rafe was a bit poorly. I rang 111.
Yeah.
Didn't want to waste anyone's
time. There's another one that's kind of like emergency. It's like 999, but it's not. It's either 121 or 112. I think it might be 112.
Oh, fuck it, Chris. I don't know.
I just remember because I rang it once from a phone box because someone said, because it was back in the day when I was a kid and I played in the street.
Mm.
And I didn't have 10 pence to put in the phone box to ring 123, the talking clock, to find out what time it was, see what time I had to leave the beach.
Yeah.
And someone said, ring, I think it was 112. And the answered, and it was like emergency services.
Shit,
and I was like,
shit your pants.
Well, I asked them what time it was, and they were like, that's not this. And I went, oh, sorry. And then they rang back and they were like,
Have you got an emergency, you little twat?
Yeah, I was only little, so I put the phone down and like we just legged it because my mate was like, the police will turn up. I was like, well, you told us to ring them, you twat.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Honestly, do not ring emergency services if you've got no emergency. Yeah. People like you.
Oh, I was 10 and someone else told us the number.
I've never done it.
And I was at the beach.
I've never done it.
Oh, yeah, but you've stole from Superdrug, haven't you?
Stop mentioning that.
Criminal.
That's dying,
welcome
hopefully.
To Shagged Married Criminals. Shagged and married a criminal, now I'm annoyed.
Shagged married, locked up.
Guys, it's episode 121. As always, I hope you're all okay out there. We love yous for coming back. Thank you so much. And without any further ado, it is time for this week's sponsor. Oh, God, I've just checked Rosie.
What?
I hate it when they do this.
What? Oh, what's
sponsors.
Happened? Come on.
They've sent another jingle.
What?
They've sent a bloody jingle for us to do.
Come on, then.
I can't even. I'm not in the mood. I had on.
It's horrible to look at.
Sausages. Sausages.
Yeah.
Sausages. Mm-hmm. Have them in a sandwich, have them with mash. What is actually in them? Never ever ask. Sausages. 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 Have them with a cup of tea or coffee in a flask. But what is actually in them? Don't fucking ask. Sausages. 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 Eat them in the morning, eat them in the night. Which part of the pig is this? It's all the leftover shite. Sausages. 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 Go on. Have a sausage, you fucking slag. That's the... Can you believe that that's the slogan that sausages are going with? Can you believe their new slogan is have a sausage,
honestly,
you fucking slag?
Honestly, I'll have one.
I mean, it's a shock factor. I think it'll work.
Well done. I've broke you, haven't I? And I absolutely love it. Do you remember when you remember, like a year ago, when you were too cool for school and you just hated
don't,
stuff?
Don't know what you're talking about.
You're writing jingles now. That was really good.
That was sent to me by sausages.
Yeah.
Sausages. So there you go.
What's in them?
Never ever ask.
Sausages. I love it. Well done.
Thank you. I think that makes up for the clusterfuck of the beginning.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It also reminded me of... did I ever tell you about when I was at the Edinburgh... We'll start properly. We'll do the jingle in a second. Let's start anyway. It doesn't fucking matter. It's only a jingle. Did I ever tell you when I was at the Edinburgh Festival and a mate of mine is an Australian comedian. I'm not going to name him.
I know exactly who you mean.
Yeah, he went up to the... There was a van. There was like a van selling like... food and like a food truck, and they did like sausages and my mate was like obsessed with like, you know, like healthy eating and stuff like that, and like he went out of the guy
he was on the train before everybody else.
He was one of the first yes. Like he stopped drinking milk because dairy was farms were bad, and then he started drinking soy milk, and then he found out that soy milk was deforestation was something to do with soy milk. So then he went back to other milk. It was fucking exhausting, right. But lovely guy and really fucking funny, and he went up to the food truck. I'll never forget it. You went to the food truck. All right, mate. What's the pork content in your sausages? What's the pork content? And the bloke serving them was like, what? What do you mean? And he was like, what's the pork content? What's the percentage? What's the pork content percentage? And so the guy went into the bin and got like the pack of like the sausages and like looked all across this packet. And was like, 43%. And my mate went, that's fucking disgraceful. And just walked off.
Oh, hey.
Pointed. That's fucking disgraceful. And just walked away. Oh, it was great. Good times. Good times.
Miss them days.
Miss them days indeed. Oh.
Here's the jingle.
There it is.
It's in your fucking sausages, mate.
Fucking disgraceful.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello, and welcome back, you fuckers.
That was supposed to be Australian. That actually went to kind of like New York gangster. That went to like Prohibition.
I'm so good at accents. Yeah. They all just amalgamate into
You're
one.
So shit at accents. They all just amalgamate
exactly.
into one.
Welcome back. Thank you so much for coming back to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed. We're so happy to have you here. We're always happy to have you here. We can't still believe you're fucking here, to be honest, but we are buzzing about
it. I'll second that. But yes.
How you diddly daddly doing?
I'm really good, man. Can't wait for June the 21st. Oh, wait a second!
Oh, hey.
Can't wait for fucking God knows when.
Fuck me.
Gee whiz.
Anyway.
Do you know what's interesting, right? I know we don't want to dwell on it too much. And you know, guys, can just say out there, by the way, if you're a bit fucking sick of it and you're like, oh God, when's this going to end? Don't feel bad that you're a bit sick of it, because we're all fucking sick of it, right? And you know, don't think you're the only person that's sick of it.
No, everything's open and you can do stuff. Yeah, but it's not the same.
No, it's not the same.
It's not the same.
It's not the same. But you know what I think's really interesting?
Yeah.
The way the leak the information before they say it, so that when he finally comes on the news and tells you you're fucking grounded, you go, yeah, I knew. Because who's leaking it?
They've got one.
You fuckers are in charge of our national security. How can't you keep a fucking secret?
No, Chris, they're doing it deliberately. And you know what? they have us, because I am numb to the core.
I'm totally numb, like.
They've done with. They've fucking done with. But anyway, I'm not dwelling on it. They're not getting any more of me. I'm just doing what I'm told, and you know what? When it's done,
tell means
they can, they're dead to me. But that's a different story.
Look out for Rosie's. Look out for Rosie's new book coming out soon. Political satire. They're all dead to me. Story of the government and Rosie Ramsey coming soon to no bookshops near you.
No, it'll be on Netflix.
Yeah,
it'll go straight to Netflix.
Just you shouting.
Not the book. Honestly, you're dead to me. I'll be outside number 10. You're dead to me. You're dead to me. All of yours. What box am I going to tick? Fucking none of them. None of them. You're all dead to me. Anyway, looking forward to the votes next year.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. All good.
Let's not talk about that, because it just winds me up. So let's talk about lovely... What are we doing next?
Sorry, in short, we just wanted to say we hope you're all right out there. We hope you're not too frustrated. You know, big love to the catering and the service and the theatre industry who are... continuing to be shafted, but hopefully
it's hard, isn't it? It's let's be honest though, it's hard because obviously it's such an awful thing that's happened and people have lost their lives, and I don't think we can ever forget that's always forefront. And then it's just the way that it's all been handled. It's so, and then some certain industries are struggling more than others, some are, and it's just really difficult. It's really hard. It's been an awful year, and I think I personally just want that moment of yes.
Yeah.
And I think we thought we were getting it and we haven't got it, but it'll come, I hope.
Maybe anyway. England will win the Euros. That'll help.
That would be nice.
That'll be lovely.
It would be really lovely.
So there you go.
Good luck, England. Good
no
luck.
Pressure. No pressure, lads. Oh, fucking hell. Can you imagine the pressure them poor fuckers must be feeling?
What do you mean?
Well, after the year everyone's had, now like everyone's wanting to watch the football that got postponed.
Yeah.
And like everyone, and now it's like, you know, come on, England is, you know, sort of... The hope in the come on England chant now must be fucking 100-fold.
But I'm not being funny. I think they must feel it every time. Like...
Yeah, but it's a bit more now. I mean, we've felt the pressure to try and not be miserable as fuck every week on this podcast. Imagine. Big love to all of the England footballers, because this must be tough. Do your best, lads.
Yeah.
I don't want to sound like your mum, but just do your best and I'll be proud of you anyway.
Exactly. Come on, England. Babadoo, 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 ba. Sandra's here. At the minute.
Always.
She's been staying over.
Yep.
She gives us a little night's rest before the podcast. She has Rafe overnight, which is amazing.
So good.
Do you know last night?
Yeah.
We had a couple of glasses of wine.
Damn right, you did. People will see my sexy dancing on Instagram.
Yep, very nice. Seen me sexy horrific. Dancing. When I've had sexy. A couple of glasses of wine, yeah. Love me kids more.
Yeah.
I really do. Yeah. Like, you get a bit emotional and you're like, oh, mom, I'm so lucky. I love my kids so much.
You look at videos of them and get emotional, don't you? Totally. Even though they're in the next room.
It's ridiculous. So Rafe, it was in my mum's room, in our house, obviously.
Yeah.
And I got the top of the stairs and I started walking with my mum to her room. She went, no. And I went, what? She went, you're not coming in and you're not saying goodnight. And I was like, mom. She went, no, you wake them up. You wake them up and then I have to deal with them.
You do.
And I was like, honestly, how horrible is that? Yeah. So last night, I didn't get to kiss my baby goodnight.
Right.
Because Sandra wouldn't let it. His grandma wouldn't let it.
And he woke up this morning and everything was fine. You did it on Saturday. You came in pissed on Saturday. And he was. It took me ages to get him to sleep. He was full of hell on Saturday. Uh-huh. And you were coming
Misters,
and you were blooming.
Misters, that's why.
You came in and you were blooming, smooching him and that in the blooming cot. And we woke up there and I had to feed him dead early and I was knackered. You do, man. When it's not your thing, like, so obviously he's with your mum on a night, so you're like, I'll just say night-night. Give me his night-night pat. Rafe, night-night, Rafe. He's awake. How did that happen? Because you're fucking loud.
Bye!
And even if you're quiet, it's because you clomp into the room and you clomp out.
Oh, for God's
sake.
It must
be like, for him, it must be like Jurassic Park. You know where the water moves in the car? just you fucking clomping through. And you do it when, because you don't do the night feeds, so you're happy to wake them up because you go, oh, well, someone else will deal with it. I'll just go to sleep.
Right, can we just clarify? Because everyone will think that I'm some sort of shit mom, and I'm not. I don't do the night feeds, but I get up with both the kids at ridiculous early o'clock.
Yeah, we all know. We all know. It's on your Instagram. Yeah, we all know.
Yeah. Yes. To be, I mean, listen. I feel very lucky to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. I do, genuinely. We've got it quite cushy at the minute.
Yeah.
If COVID's done one thing, it's made this situation quite nice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because one of us is all, like, we're still knackered, weirdly, but I think that's just life and work and
but
stuff.
But we're a team. Finally,
but we have
a
little tag team. High five. Tag teamer. Yeah. But no thank you, Sandra, from not letting us say goodnight to me, baby. Because that affected us for at least a minute. Then I went straight asleep.
Full of red wine. Teeth black, tongue black, straight asleep. Fucking mess.
No, you're not. You're not coming in. You're not saying goodnight.
I'd have done the same. I'm with her. But you know I agree with her on everything.
I know you do. Honestly, I don't know why I'd have just married me mom.
Because then I'd have had to agree with you on everything and that wouldn't have worked.
Ah, fair enough.
So there you go.
Babadoo, 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 ba. I've got some really sad news.
Okay.
We got an email last week from our editor, Daisy. Is it editor?
Producer, editor.
Director.
Wrangler.
Yeah.
Keeps
us in order.
Puts out fires.
I never know. She does everything.
Takes out stuff
podcast.
We've said that would definitely get cancelled.
Yeah. I never know the title, but she genuinely is...
Overlord.
Yes.
Podcast Overlord.
Podcast Overlord, Daisy, sent us an email and she said, guys, listen, you're not allowed to play music anymore.
Can't play music, so... I mean, I remember...
Livid. I'm fucking seething about this.
When I was told that you could no longer pick up your laptop like a fucking violin and put it on your shoulder and play tinny laptop music into the microphone, I did do a victory lap around the garden.
No, I'm devastated.
I got an erection.
Chris,
I was so happy.
They were the best bits of the podcast. Ask anybody.
How dig? I'm shocked. Ask anybody.
Let's poll it. I'm going to poll it. Best bit. But anyway, listen. Mm. I'm an entrepreneur.
Right.
I've come up with another idea. So this is Rosie's Mysteries, but just a little bit different.
Right.
Okay, here we go.
Sorry, is that a... What is that from Robin's Room?
It's from Robin's Room. As you say, Robin, it's from Robin's Room, but it's going to go back in the race room because it's a little bit baby.
It's a baby talk.
But listen,
so
shush.
You'll hear what it is when she starts.
Here we go.
Fucking whacking it.
Ready?
Yeah.
It's time for... Rosie's Mysteries.
Fucking hell. Oh, God.
Rosie's Mysteries.
Oh.
That was shit. That was... Oh, that was... fuck's sake. I'm so upset about that. I'm so sorry, everyone.
That was a child's glockenspiel that you just heard being murdered.
Honestly, the listens are going to go down.
Right.
Yeah. This is going to go to shit.
Yeah.
Say goodbye at the top five. We're not going to be in that shit anymore.
I feel
no
like,
more music.
Just give me the glockenspiel here. I feel like it would have been better if you didn't sing over it. I feel like if you'd have just kept it as a little... What would you do?
Right, well, you'd... Okay. Well, how did you get that straight away?
What are you doing, that one?
A-C-A-F.
I'm just a musical guy.
Well, then I'll do it. Look, listen. It's time for Rosie's Mysteries. 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 This might actually be better.
Sorry, what the fuck am I doing? I've just realised... Not only did I do a sausage fucking jingle because you've broke us, you're saying Rosie's Mysteries, which I genuinely still don't really like, while I'm playing a fucking a kid's glockenspiel. What the fuck's going on?
Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in?
I might as well keep going.
Yeah, go on. This week's Rosie's Mysteries is nice and short and
fuck for that.
Extremely informative and delicious all at the same time. So if you could just stop the music, please, sir. Just slowly come to it. That was too... It was too nice. Oh, doom.
So that's too
sunshine.
Nice.
Rain.
It's getting bad,
yeah.
Man. Okay.
Okay, right, here we go. Hi, Chris and Rosie.
Hello.
I have a brief mystery for my favourite segment, Rosie's Mysteries. Mysteries.
Favourite. Idiot.
Years ago, me and my husband-to-be were watching a movie after ordering a pizza.
Okay, a couple of crazy kids.
It was a hot day and he was sat with his shirt off.
Okay.
Like all the dads.
Yeah, boiling.
Suddenly, he leapt from the sofa in a panic, screaming that there was a slug in his belly button. Sure enough, he was recreating the horror scene from The Matrix and had a slimy grey lump wedged into his belly button.
Oh my God.
I calmed him down and dug out the grey mass, but it was not a slug. It was...
is this the mystery?
Mm-hmm.
So, one, I don't understand people who just randomly find stuff in their belly button. You're a filthy pig. Mm-hmm. Stop it. Absolutely horrific. So, what she thought it was a slug.
Yeah.
It wasn't a slug.
No.
Oh, well, you know what my mind goes to straight away, which I'm sad about.
What?
Was it dry spunk?
Ew, no. When have they had spunkies? When have they done the spunk?
He's an absolute pig. He might have had
right, okay. Had a little you think he's had a little bit of a wank while he's having his pizza watching a movie?
No, probably a couple of days before if he's the kind of person who finds stuff. Oh,
right, okay. So you think it's an old scram.
Dirty, horrible sod. Right. Okay, so it's not a slug. It's not spunk. Is it just, it can't just be belly button fluff or this wouldn't be a mystery?
You've got, can you just fucking guess?
All right.
One guess.
All right. Was it a 1993 Ford... Sierra Cosworth. Was it a 1983 Ford Sierra Cosworth?
It was not a 1983 right, okay. Ford Fiesta Cosworth.
Ford Sierra Cosworth.
What the, I don't even, is that a car?
I think so.
Great. it was not a slug.
What was it?
It was a piece of mushroom from his pizza.
You fucking dirty bastard. Right.
There you
okay.
go.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I didn't see that. I forgot about the pizza.
See?
Very good.
I thought you'd have guessed that. I really didn't. I thought that was going to be really shit.
Why did he go on a slug? What's the matter with him?
I think he just shit his pants and all he'd done was drop a bit of pizza in his belly. I think he was pissed. Off his face.
God. No, it's no. I'll get you that. That was very good. I enjoyed that.
I would say tune in next week for Rosie's Mysteries, but it might not be there. But. Mysteries. Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef, you little shit?
And you've joined us at a very tense moment because Rosie has just been sitting staring at the floor in silence after saying numerous times, Chris, I don't think I have a beef.
I know.
So that's, I mean, this is exciting.
I know, but sometimes...
Am I doing better? Have I leveled up? Have I leveled up?
No, just sometimes. Obviously, right. This is a very public podcast. Mm-hmm. And, you know... I don't want to say some of the stuff that really, if we really, really want to get in the nitty gritty of it.
Don't.
Like, do you know what I mean?
Don't, because they'll be asking for it in their droves. Don't go too far, too deep.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't.
I don't want to go too
right,
deep.
Okay, I'm scared now. I was gloating now, I'm frightened.
See, exactly. Nice. You don't want me to open you up.
Oh, Jesus.
But I will.
Oh, goodness me. Goodness me.
I have got one, though.
Okay, I can go first.
Aye,
if you like.
On.
Do you want me to go first? You go. Go on then. If you've just thought of it, you can go first.
My beef with you this week, Christopher, mm-hmm. is every night we go to sleep. Mm-hmm. I think it's been one of your beefs before. Mm-hmm. You always tell me off. Well, you just kind of annoyingly go, should you be on your phone?
Mm-hmm.
Do you not need to get some sleep? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, fuck, I'm wrong. You're me dad. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like when your dad used to come in your room and go, get your light off. The thing that I find very irritating about this mm-hmm. is that you will one night say it to me, but then for the next six nights, you will sit on your phone.
Yeah. Yeah, do as I say, not
hypocrite.
As I do. So,
hypocrite.
Yeah, I don't have to follow the rules that I set out because the rules that I set out are for you and the other people who live here.
Boris?
Yeah.
Is that you?
By the way, I got married the other day and I had a lovely summit where I cuddled everyone. That was great. Flew to the climate one on a private jet I did because I'm a stupid fucking prick. Right. My beef with you, Rosie, is...
Yes.
A few nights ago, in the vein of going to sleep, a few nights ago, we were sitting on the sofa in mm-hmm. the living room, mm-hmm. having a lovely little night, mm-hmm. Finally watching the long-awaited and extremely incredible so far Loki
on
Disney Plus. Wonderful, mm-hmm. right? Love Tom Hiddleston, love a bit of Loki, great mm-hmm. character. You, halfway through the episode, just as it was getting good, claimed you couldn't keep your eyes open. So mm-hmm. I can't... Chris, we're going to have to go to bed. I can't keep my eyes open. I'm knackered. We're going to have to go to bed. Halfway through the episode that I'd been waiting for ages to finally watch with you, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm obviously not going to watch on my own because we're Marvel teammates and mm-hmm. we'll watch it. Although you have just gave us permission to watch Falcon and the Winter Soldier on my mm-hmm. own on the train mm-hmm. Because you don't like it as much.
I don't want
to. Too late. Can't take it back. I'm going to watch it on my own. You said you were, I can't keep my eyes open, Chris. I'm knackered. I'm falling asleep. I can't keep them open. So I turned the telly off. I turned off Loki that I'd been waiting to watch for ages. We stood up. We walked outside into the corridor on my way to the kitchen to put mm-hmm. a few dishes and things back mm-hmm. in, shut the door. I went in the kitchen to put a couple of glasses back in. I heard the ripping of cardboard and sellotape. I came out into the hallway to find you opening two parcels. that had arrived. One was a fucking tissue box. The other was two prints.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You took the two prints out. You went and put them in another room. Mm. You said, Chris, come and look at these. Aren't these lovely? Where do you think we should put them?
Mm.
Can't keep me eyes open. I can't keep my eyes. I'm so tired. Where shall we put these prints that I've just ripped out of a cardboard box like a fucking bear, right? We then went upstairs, right? We went upstairs. You put your fucking fake tan on for 45 minutes. I had to slather it on your back, right, as well. Like I'm, you know.
Slather?
Washing a seal, right?
Oh!
So I had to do all that.
That is nasty.
Shitty little mitt on. I had to do that.
Take that back. That's cruel.
Seals are lovely.
No, I've got baby weight. Take seals that back.
No, I wasn't saying you're fat. I was saying it was like, you
seals
know,
are not a skinny, nice animal.
Seals are fucking lovely.
Fucking take it back.
I love a seal.
You're horrible. All right. All horrible right, piece all
right.
of shit.
Sea lion. Now, then, right, you then lay next to me in bed when you finally got into bed, right? Started going on about fucking God knows what, probably the prince again or something, right? Then when I wasn't chatting back and I had my eyes shut, you had the audacity to say to me, why aren't you talking to us? Let's have a chat. Half a fucking Loki's downstairs while I want to watch it, man!
I just horrible. Couldn't keep my eyes open for that. I think it was too much to concentrate on.
Awful. Oh, but then you started doing a bloody changing rooms and then blooming tanning your bloody tanning yourself up, getting ready for fuck knows what. Honestly, can't keep me eyes open. Where should we put these prints? You seen this box? I'll open these things. Hey, look at this tan. I just put the lights all wax on, wax off, wax on, wax off. What do you think happens when you die? Go to sleep! Fucking sick.
Oh, yeah, man. I've got no. Yeah, that did happen. That totally happened. I don't know. Just couldn't watch. Couldn't keep my eyes open.
Shut up, man. Shut up.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
From the public.
Oh, that was a good one.
I enjoyed that.
Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, it is shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Please continue to send all of your wonderful stories and all the rest of it because we love them. Thank you, and thank you once
thank
more.
Thank you. Hello, Rosie and Chris.
Hello.
Rosie, are you pregnant? Winky face. No, fuck you.
Why
not.
You had to say that?
I don't know.
Whoa.
I'm not.
Whoa.
It's rude to ask.
Danger question.
Go back. Go back in the womb. Come back out. Get brought up better.
Fucking hell. Wow.
No, sure. I'm not.
Staying back from this one.
Just overweight.
Aw.
Imagine asking somebody, right? Emailing in to a complete stranger.
To an audio medium.
Yeah. Like,
realistically, if you take Instagram and that out of the equation, they've emailed in essentially a radio show.
Yeah.
Are you pregnant?
So
you sound fat.
Just crazy.
You said you're on your period last week. So
I know,
no.
I know. But I had a baby five months ago.
Yeah.
But I mean, some people do get pregnant very, very quickly. But
yeah.
Just a weird,
I am 100% question all ask. Right for there being 5 months between, five, what, nine? I'm all right for there being 14 months between my kids. Like,
no, I've seen it done. I've witnessed it. Taught me a lot of lessons that.
Oh, God, no.
Taught me a lot of lessons. Mm-hmm. So, no, I'm not pregnant. Fully blown, just enjoying having a baby.
So, what's the rest of it?
That was it.
That was it?
That was it.
That was the email?
That was the email.
Wow.
With a winky face.
With a winky face.
Winky face.
Are you pregnant? Winky face.
Punch you in, your stupid winky face. Right. If I ever see you.
Might be squinting because you've already poked them in the eye.
Exactly.
That might be it.
Got some other questions here.
I should fucking hope so.
Hello, Rosie and Chris. Chris, are you pregnant? Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello. I'm a few episodes behind, and it says in here, in brackets, in the depths of full-on broken ankle rage, to be precise.
Fantastic.
Remember that? That was
fantastic.
Fun. Not.
Block that out. I can barely remember having a broken ankle because I'd blocked it out.
Yeah. We said we'd laugh about it, and we're at that stage now.
Yeah.
I didn't think it would happen at the time, but I remember we were crying one night.
Yeah.
Because I was obviously section, new baby, you broke your ankle, lockdown.
I think I saw a lady break her ankle yesterday. I told you about this, didn't I?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've noticed, right? I don't know if it's COVID. I don't know what it is. But people don't go and help people in the street anymore.
Aww.
And it's starting to really fuck us off.
Right.
So yesterday, I was in
I know what you
village.
Mean, though. I do know what you mean.
Well, I was in a little village near where we live. And it was outside of the co-op. There was a lady walking it. And she basically went over on our ankle and fell off the curb. And I was busy putting Rafe in the car. So I like wanted to go and help her. But obviously, the baby's my first priority. Mm-hmm. So I finally got him in the car. It took us, 45 seconds, a minute to get him in the car. And in that time, no one went over to her. So I'm putting him in the car, freaking out. So I put him in a lot of car. By the time I walked down the hill, thankfully someone came over to help her. And I felt bad because she was like in agony and she was crying. And I was doing that thing where I was asking her like fuck loads of questions. And I was like, why am I? I was like, are you okay?
She should have been in shock, not being able to talk.
Well, it was that thing of where, you know, when I hurt myself and you go, Chris, what you doing? And I go, shut up. And then we end up having an argument because I can't speak.
Uh-huh.
So thankfully she didn't tell us to shut up. I hope she's all right, whoever she is. But yeah, no one really came over to help. And then, you know, the other day when we were going through, that was mad. We were in a traffic jam the other day going to Jesmond and in Newcastle. And we realised when we got close at the traffic jam that the traffic jam was caused by one bloke pushing his fucking car up a hill with his wife sitting in the bed, and everyone was just, everyone was undertaking him. Traffic undertaking.
Nobody had stopped.
And I don't know if it was a COVID thing. So obviously I got out and I helped him push the car up and I was the only one and I'm pushing the car and I went and I went, no, we're going to the gym today, are you? And he couldn't actually speak because he was that knackered because it was up a hill. But I think it might be the COVID thing. I think people don't want to go near people anymore.
Well, I'm not being funny. Live a year of your life being told not to even cuddle the people who are most precious to you in life. It's gonna mess you up a bit.
Yeah.
It's gonna take everybody a little while to get back to just being, oh God, it's so sad.
Big shout out to the guy who was pushing the car up the hill. I mean, I literally only helped for the last 2 minutes because that's the only time I saw him. But fucking glutes are on fire after
it's
that.
Intense,
like,
that
honestly.
Like. Right, okay, so she's talking...
Broken ankle, yeah, shit, sorry.
And there has been a lot of talk recently about minesweeping.
Mm-hmm.
We chatted about that a while ago, didn't we?
Yep.
About a month and a half ago when the pubs opened in Sunny Wales and before the absolute shite weather we had all throughout May, I was in the pub garden with my husband on our first date since God knows when.
Lovely.
I was casually looking around, soaking up the atmosphere and the new freedom following a tough winter whilst my husband went to get some more beers at the bar. When I witness something that to this day makes me feel a bit sick. A fully grown adult man, I'd say in his mid-40s, and he was dressed quite smart. It's a posh area.
Mm-hmm.
Got up from his table and mindswept the table next to him that had just departed.
Oh no! Now! Yeah. Even now!
It says, doesn't sound too bad so far. We've all done it and it's been a hard year.
No, we haven't.
I've never mindswept someone's table.
Yeah, sorry, I have to interject here. It does sound so bad so far. considering the time we're in, it sounds the worst.
Yeah, true.
But he might be double jabbed. You never know.
Oh, back then? Yeah, maybe? He might have been one of the first ones.
He might have been vulnerable.
So, double jab. Well, let me tell you this. The table had, up until 2 minutes ago, had about 6 kids at it, all of whom who had just had their tea. The disgusting man had mindswept their leftovers.
No! No!
Looking rather pleased with himself, he took a dirty plate, loaded some chips, nuggets, fish fingers, and God knows what else. Kids are gross, and I can say that as I have one. They really are. They'll be spit-ups and all sorts on there. then went back to his table and shared this terrifying snack with his partner, who looked equally as pleased and happy with his haul.
The pigs! The pigs!
Yeah. Not exactly what you expect from people who usually go to nice little country pubs in a well-to-do area, but it just goes to show being posh doesn't mean you aren't minging.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So he got up, he mindswept their drinks, and then he got a plate and mindswept all of the food and sat down.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I don't know whether it's genius or whether it's rank.
It's disgusting.
Is
it's absolutely disgusting.
Well, I'm going to tell you something now. I was once at a soft play, uh-huh. right? I think it was like a Charlie Chalk soft play or something. And I was absolutely clamming. But I didn't have enough time to get any food. It was a very, very quick visit before I was going to do something else when Robin was little.
Right.
And there was twin girls at the next table. Right. The mum and dad ordered them food. They didn't touch the food. Right. And then they left. Honestly, I didn't eat it. I really wanted to.
Right. Oh, God. I didn't eat it.
But I was like, they haven't touched that.
Honestly. I don't know how I would have reacted if you said that.
Well, listen, would I admit it though? Or am I lying? Do you think I had a fish finger or not?
No, I don't think you did. I think you would have admitted it. I think you'd tell us. Why are you looking at that? If you did, you can't tell us because I don't know if I'll admit it. It would be up there with telling us that you're a full-time smoker.
Right, okay.
I'd be really disappointed.
I didn't have a fish finger.
Right, okay.
Or did I have a fish finger? I don't know. You'll never know. I'll never tell you.
But that guy who's done that, who's mind swept off that table.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's not like he's a homeless guy. Or it's not like he's in a pub, beer garden, drinking. It's not, do you know what I mean? I'm not saying, but fuck, what a dirty. And you're right, kids, like, I've seen
it's
Robin.
Robin will put a
chicken nugget in his mouth and then be like, I've changed my mind and just plonk it back on the plate.
I can understand an adult's plate if you're going to mind sweep.
You can't, no. Why? I can't understand an adult. It's just fucking disgusting taking people's leftovers. It's absolutely manky.
A mate
of mine wanted to try and do it in a hotel once because the pizza place that we phoned and were away, it was Carl. We were away. Somewhere.
Away.
And the pizza place in this area had stopped delivering, but other people on the table had pizzas and the hotel wasn't doing food anymore.
Right.
And the people stood up and left and he went, I'm going to go and take a couple of slices of that pizza. And I was like, you can't. And we had a massive fucking row. I was like, you can't fucking take pizza off someone's plate.
I would have.
But then he kicks off if someone coughs in a restaurant.
Yeah, that is true.
20 fucking yards away. Maniac. I mean, I've always, kids, back to being kids, how disgusting kids are. I've always said it. Kids' birthday party. If it's cupcakes, I'll have one now before you put the candles in. If it's a main cake, cut my slice now before you put the candles in. Oh, everyone, we're going to cut the cake candles in. Happy birthday. 6 4-year-olds. Who wants a slice? Fucking not me, thanks. Not me.
See, I'd ate it. I'd just. Maybe
horrible.
Not after all this year, but I would have back then.
Monkey.
Did I eat that fish finger?
I can't. No.
Chris, I ate the fish finger.
Did you really?
I did.
You ate the fish finger off someone's table?
They didn't touch it.
You shut up, man! You did!
Oh! They didn't touch it. They did not touch their food.
Someone else's food. You stole someone else's food. That's fucking horrible, that. This is worse than stealing from Superdrug. This is awful. Get a Babadoo-ba right now so we can flesh this out off
air. Honestly, it was lovely. It was nice. They didn't eat it. They didn't touch it. In fact, I would have been fuming.
Pig. Thief. Pig. Disgusting. Greedy. Pig.
Yeah.
Babadoo, babadoo, ba.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Chris and Rosie, in the very, very early stages of a relationship, my friend declared that her new boyfriend was 100% the one. So she decided it would be best to prepare for the future.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to believe this.
What happened? Did he steal some food off someone's plate in a soft play and then she realised he's not the one? He's a pig. Is that what happened?
Possibly. She created an additional Instagram account using his last name so she can save the username for when they get married.
Wow. Fucking nutter.
Listen. We all got the notification saying your Facebook friend is now on Instagram as ... He blocked her and they haven't been in touch since.
Oh.
Oh, hey, tell you what. Do you not think though?
That's playing hard to get for you.
Do you remember when you had a boyfriend at school, or if you had a crush?
I don't remember when I had a boyfriend.
Right, okay, fair enough. Okay, a girlfriend. Maybe you didn't do this. This might be a female thing. Okay. I don't know. When I had boyfriends at school or whatever, I would sign my name with their last name.
Right.
Everybody did it. I put my hands up. I don't care. Right. I eat fucking finch fingers off kids' plates, and I used to sign my ex-boyfriend's name all over my stuff. So I think this is the modern day version of that.
Right. Okay.
It sounds worse, but I don't know if it is. I don't know.
So did she? Let's just get this straight. She got the Instagram account so that no one else could get it. Right.
Yeah.
So she got it like getting a car, like a private car edge. Like, yeah. I get that so no one else gets it. Fucking psycho. She should have done it and kept it secret.
Yeah.
But obviously she didn't realise
that everyone gets a notification.
Absolutely fantastic. Brilliant. Wow. What was the...
And he ran a mile!
It was the Instagram account with his surname and her first name, and the image was just her in a wedding dress. Dun, 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 dun. We've been going out a week, and I've got your surname, and I want to eat your poo. Hey!
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I'm a midwife.
Yes!
So please keep me anonymous. Listening to this week's episode with the naked dad in the birthing pool reminded me of something I heard once at work.
Oh,
brittle, brittle. The baby had been born and I was getting ready to do the mum stitches. I was explaining to her that what I was going to do and told her that she had a small tear in her perineum.
Oh, God.
Fucking freaks me out when people tear when they have babies. I've said this before. Like, to the point of, because I haven't had a natural, I had labour, but I didn't get to the pushing part. But I totally understand, because labour was horrific. And to me, just the fact that somebody goes... Just cut me vagina open because it hurts that much.
Oh, my arms have all gone tingly.
Insane, isn't it? Honestly, we're amazing. I'm so proud to be a woman. Anyway, this is very a girl power podcast. I didn't mean it to be, but you know, it's just incredible what women go through.
We had a sausage jingle, so lads,
we'll
always have that, lads.
We'll always have that for you. Well done.
A perineum being the gooch, by the way. So she tore a gooch.
Well, listen.
Oh, fuck.
Just listen to this, okay? Ooh. She clearly wasn't quite sure what I was talking about. So I said, that's the bit of skin between your vagina and your bottom. Yes, the gooch. She still looked a bit confused. And she glanced at her partner, who, before I had chance to explain any further, said, you know, love, the chin rest. The twits. This is gross, isn't it?
Great.
Recognition and understanding flooded her face, and she was happy for me to carry on. Oh, the chin rest. Why didn't you say? Is that what I've taught?
Absolutely great.
Very funny. This goes on as well. This is another one where they leave the best bit to the end.
All right, just skirt past it. So chin rest is the story that they thought they'd tell, and now there's something else, right?
And then it says, P.S. I nearly wrote in a few weeks ago too when you were discussing sex flannels, etc. I was at a home birth once years ago, and the bathroom, including the only toilet, was at the top of the stairs. There was no door on the bathroom, but it was just the mum and dad, me and another midwife in the house. And the mum was planning to birth in the living room downstairs, so that wasn't too much of a big deal.
Sorry to interrupt here, but...
What?
Working from home this past year has took the shine off a bit... relaxing in your own house.
Uh-huh.
I could not fucking enjoy my living room if that had happened in my living room.
It would totally
take the shine. I'd have to watch Telly in the Shed. It would just take the shine off me. Do you know what I mean? Do you get what I mean, guys listening, right? Like you know.
Oh, this is where you nearly died.
Yeah, you can't relax as much in your house when you've been working here all day. Sometimes, you know, if you're working from home, you got to go for maybe a walk and decompress, and then, you know, work in just one room of your house. You know, some people don't have that luxury. Mm. And it takes the shine off where you work and where you're at. Fucking, did you want to sit down and watch Loki? Oh, yeah, do you want to sit in the seat where I ripped the chin rest, or... Shall I sit in it?
Fuck, well, it's usually in the pool. Listen, it's not my cup of tea, but I can totally understand why people do it.
Yeah.
Some people are really anxious about hospitals. Some people just want to have it really nice. Some people are very laid back. You're not a laid back person, so that's not your cup of tea.
Yeah.
But you've got to be understanding what people want.
Right, okay.
And people love it. You never know. It could happen and you might be like, this has been amazing. Mm. You know?
No,
but
not me. I'm more just,
it's not my cup of tea,
personally. I don't like having people around for how much I've got to tidy up.
Yeah.
I don't like having a barbecue because I can't relax because I know how much tidying up there is
yeah.
at the end.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Anyway.
Anyway, that aside, right, okay, each to their own. So it was just them in the house. Mm-hmm. My colleague nipped up to the loo. After she had been there for a minute or so, the dad called up out to her, "Oh, there's no loo roll up there. We'll just use that towel that's on the side of the bath."
Fuck off.
Needless to say, I made sure I had tissues in my pocket when I needed to go myself.
We just use
that towel like we live in the 1920s.
There being no loo roll is a really easily rectifiable thing. You know, you just go and get some loo roll, or you just get some from the shop, or you just put some there, or you get some tissue, or whatever. But there's no loo roll. We haven't bought new anymore. We haven't stored anymore. We've just given in, and we just use that towel on full display on the side of it. We communally
just
use
that towel.
What's he using? So he's wiping his ass with it.
I just think if you'd run out of the loo roll, and obviously his partner's given birth, they've got other things on their mind, you'd be like, "Well, haven't you used that towel? I'm so sorry. Like, it's rank, but whatever." No, it's the we just use. Like, there's no just.
Yeah.
It is, sorry.
Yeah.
We just use.
Take the word "we" off. There's no toilet roll. There's no loo roll. Just use that towel on the side of the bath. Still minging, but
yeah.
We just, hey, be one of us. Join the gang and wipe your crack with that towel. That's touched all of our cracks.
Oh, it'll be absolutely stinker. Imagine.
Why is there no door on the toilet? What the fuck's going on with these people?
Chris, they wiped their ass with a towel. Of course there's no fucking door on the toilet. They don't give a shit.
Well, there was a door, but I wiped my ass with it so much it corroded.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Only started listening a couple of months back, but I'm now up to episode 50 as I can't stop listening every time I get the chance. This is from a while back.
Okay.
Jess's medical stories have prompted me to send you this.
I know, Jess.
Love them, Jess. I think Jess got a bit worried about getting in trouble at work.
She became too famous on the podcast.
Yeah,
I
understand it. Do you know what I mean? She's got to save her job. Like,
it's absolutely
she would have got found out because those were epic stories and people would have been like, I was there, Jess.
Yeah.
You're called Jess. It's Jess. So anyway, I am a firefighter in the south of England and I have a story from an incident I attended in my first year of service, which had me crying with laughter and when talked about in the station still makes us all chuckle.
Cool.
Please keep this anonymous due to confidentiality.
Thank you for your service, by the way, Mr. Fireman.
Thank
good
you,
on you.
Mr. Fireman. We got a shout out late one evening from a lady stating her neighbour appeared to be trapped in their house and could hear them calling for help but couldn't gain access to see how they could help.
Oh.
On arrival, we spoke to the neighbour who said they could hear the female of the property shouting for help but couldn't raise her on the telephone and couldn't get in the house. We tried to access the door but all locked, just double checking. All windows were shut with curtains closed.
Ooh.
That makes sense?
Yeah. So completely closed, sealed off box.
Yes. We shouted through the letterbox but the female just kept shouting, "Help, I am upstairs." Not knowing what the problem was, we decided to break entry through her lower panel of the front door and make our way upstairs.
Mm.
What we were greeted to was not expected. The female was lying to the bed completely naked and looked somewhat embarrassed. So we covered her over and started untying her. As we did, she said, "Can you help my husband?" Not seeing or hearing the husband, we wondered where he was. When asked, the female states he was in the wardrobe. This puzzled us. As we looked at the bottom of the bed, the wardrobe was lying against the foot of the bed at an angle. As we approached, we could see there was a hole in the top and looked in to see a pair of feet and a pair of hands.
What?
With the doors pinned shut by the bed due to where it came to rest, we lifted the wardrobe upright and as we did, the husband fell out of the doors, semi-conscious.
Sorry.
We checked him over and he started to come round, everybody safe and well, although very embarrassed. What I have not yet mentioned is that the husband was dressed as Batman.
That's even better.
It looked like the husband, in brackets Batman, had fallen through the top of the wardrobe as he was about to jump off.
I thought he was hiding in it and he fell over. He fell over.
Help.
Yeah.
Fucking one.
He was going to jump off the top to rescue the naked damsel in distress, but ended up crumpled up in a U-shape at the bottom of the wardrobe.
So that's why they could see his feet and his hands, because he fell in like a hog tied.
Yeah. He fell through the... He was trying to jump off the wardrobe, like Robin does, off his drawers and that. This is my thing, okay? We're married, Chris. We're married, got kids and that. We're going to be together, hopefully, for the rest of our lives. God. Sex life at some point might...
stealing fish fingers off people's plates.
Well, there you go. I'll try. Yeah. Sex life might become stale at one point, okay? Right. What leads people to do this?
I'm absolutely all right for that. Like, honestly, I'd rather never have sex again than dress as Batman and jump off the wardrobe onto the bed.
And save me, tied up.
I'd rather chop my dick off. Absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely fucking ridiculous. What are you doing?
I don't know, like, how people get to this point.
How fucking boring do you get? Like, sex is good on its own. Like, it's really good. What are you doing? Like, if you're sex... I mean, again, I hate to be judging people, but for fuck's sake, if the firemen have to be called to rescue you from one of your sexual antics, maybe fucking dial it back a bit.
Yeah.
A bit. Maybe get some stepladders if you want to be Batman and jump off high stuff. A table. A fucking wardrobe, you idiot.
I'm a bit disappointed that she wasn't dressed as Catwoman.
Well, I mean, she might have been, but he might have took all the clothes off first. You don't know. But she could have been, I mean, don't just pick Cat. She could have been Poison Ivy. She could have been anyone. There's a lot. She could have been Harley Quinn. You know, let's not typecast her as Catwoman here. She could have been
any of the DC villains. I don't get the tying up thing.
Don't get it.
I'm all right for that.
I'm absolutely fine for that, yeah. Oh, nah.
Chris, you don't know. Give me 20 more years.
Why are you getting tied up? Because you want to be able to knock the hand away if the you know, start hurting. I don't know. Maybe people like her. I don't understand.
Oh, Chris.
All I know is, you know, the Dark Knight didn't rise that night, did he?
Fucking he didn't.
Very embarrassing.
He didn't. He crumbled into the wardrobe instead.
Fucking hell. What an idiot.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Rosie and Chris, long-time listener, first-time emailer.
Love that.
Please keep me anonymous, as I am a doctor. So wouldn't want my patients knowing what embarrassing situations I had to go to get to that position.
Yes.
I know, I love it. I hope you all enjoy it as well. Like, it's just, this is really interesting.
That was my, you know, the 8 o'clock clapping for the NHS that we used to do?
Yeah.
That mine was nothing to do with the pandemic. Mine was to thank them all for all the things they've sent into this podcast. That's what mine was for.
Thank you, please keep writing in. My clap was for every
medical professional who has bent the rules a bit and sent in disgusting stories to this podcast. You keep going, we'll love you.
I love it. So, during medical school, we had a wide mixture of different teaching sessions, most of which ranged from the extremely boring biochemistry/general science lectures, yawn, to slightly more fun anatomy and pathology teaching.
Wow.
However, the highlight of every week was our clinical skills session. In these sessions, we are taught how to do the essential skills needed to be a doctor, such as how to take blood samples, how to stitch up wounds, and what would have been Rosie's favourite, how to insert male and female catheters. However, one week in our second year, we were invited to a slightly different session, a session to teach us how to do breast examinations. This involved going into a room with four other students and learning the technique of performing breast examinations for lumps and bumps, a very important skill.
Yes.
And you don't realise, like, doctors, they have to learn, well, because we did the, you know how they have actors to do stuff?
Yeah.
They also have people that they do the examinations on to learn how to do it.
Right, wow. So how interesting is this? You get paid for a day to go on and get your boobs fondled.
Right. So listen to this. These sessions were run by expert tutors who were not only experts in how to make sure you didn't miss anything unusual, but were in fact the patients themselves.
Right.
And so had their own breasts examined by the whole medical school year. An unusual job title, but hey, you know, it's necessary. They need to know what to do.
Yeah. It's just, Matt, you don't know these little things exist, do you?
I love that. This is so interesting.
Yeah.
The following...
I know how to wear boobs. Way.
I'm ashamed of you.
Sorry.
You're meant to be doing the Hammersmith Apollo for your first gig back. That was fucking horrific. Honestly, no wonder they've never had you on QI.
Well, I think after hearing that, They'll be making a call.
That don't need that. The following year, we were invited to a different session, which was a bit more intimate. Mm-hmm. The title of the session was Gynecological Examination and Smear Testing. You guessed it. The very same tutors entered the room and proceeded, without being too graphic, to allow each one of us to examine them whilst being watched by other members of our year group.
Wow.
And giving pointers during the examination regarding things like how much pressure to use, etc. A very strange experience and one that is made even more awkward by being the only male in the room.
Oh.
It's just so interesting. Yeah. I just think it's like, imagine if that was your job.
Yeah.
I teach people how to do these things just by...
On me.
On me. Yeah. Like, that's insane. I love it. Like, it's great. Whilst this may seem strange, it is actually a very common occurrence in medical school and is something that happens all across the country with different expert patients teaching in different medical schools. Without this teaching, it would make it much more daunting doing it for the first time. So hats off, pardon the pun, to the tutors. Absolutely. However... Mm-hmm. There is a rumour going around the medical school that there is a similar expert tutor who does exactly the same role. However, this is a male patient who runs the PR exam session, which involves putting a finger up the bum into his rectum to feel the prostate.
Got you.
And the rumour is that there is only one teacher who runs a session for the whole of the UK.
Fuck off.
Touring all the different schools.
Jesus.
This is not quite the Rolling Stones to it.
Not quite the Rolling Stones.
Our medical school luckily provided us with plastic models to protect to practice this particular examination, so I can't confirm or deny if it's true.
Sorry. So
there's a rumour going around that there's one bloke who goes round and teaches everyone how to do the prostate.
There's a rumour that there's one man in the country who goes around.
One man.
And every single medical student in the UK
is had their finger up his
puts the finger up his arse. I mean,
I don't think it's true. I think medical school, right? It's a little rumor that's going around. I don't think it's true. I'm gonna say now. I think it's bullshit.
I feel like if there was one, I feel like you'd have been on like Celebrity Big Brother or something by now.
Do you think? I'm the medical student. But surely they need to know how to do that as well, though.
Yeah, but one...
I just love that they've turned it into this one bloke who goes round.
I mean, I'm knackered after my tours. Imagine how he fucking feels.
It's not. Yeah.
Oh, God. Hey, they were a bit rough, right? Where's the next one? Where's the next one? Carlisle. How many hours in the car? 4. Oh, fuck. go slowly over the speed bumps.
He won't be able to sit down. Really? You can't be doing that as a job. That can't be your job.
There's absolutely no way. That is one. Like, there's no one look at the staff sheet and go, should we hire another guy? No, he's up for it. Nice. He's fine. Nice. He's got, he does all his traveling, you know. He hasn't got a family. He likes living on the road.
All he asks for is a bag of ice at each location. He has a little half an hour sleep before the start.
Like there was a rumour in my school. I've always heard it, but it's never happened. Mm. When I first went to the comprehensive school, mm-hmm. there was two rumours. Well, three things that used to talk about all the time.
Okay.
It said your BCG, when you got your BCG injection, everyone would punch you in the arm and it would hurt. And it was like the worst pain in the world getting this injection. Uh-huh. Everyone punch in the arm and people had massive big purple fucking scabs. Mm-hmm. The other thing was saying that they would flush your head down the toilet.
That never happened.
Flush your head down the toilet. Never happened. And the other one was saying that because you were going on the comp, you had to get a medical and you had to get naked and they would hold your bollocks and you had to cough.
That's for the army, isn't it?
But they used to say that we had to do it at school. And I remember being terrified because I used to walk to school with the lads who were 2 years older than me.
I think they haven't yet.
But it was like, yeah, they grab your balls and they make you cough. But I've heard it. Sort of rumoured, but it's never ever happened.
I don't think they'd be allowed to do that.
No?
Why did they do that anyway? I don't think they do that anymore.
I don't know.
They used to
do it. Sounds like a wind-up.
There'll be a reason for it, but anyway. There was a question at the end of this.
Right.
Right. My question is, if you had to get a part of your body examined every day by hundreds of medical students for your job, what would it be?
Fuck, it wouldn't be me arsehole, I'll tell you that right now. Honestly, if I had to do a list... Arsehole and holding the end of the tiddler would be right at the bottom of the list. They wouldn't even be on the list. At the bottom of the list, it would say PT one. On the other side of the page, they'd be on there.
Yeah.
Fucking no.
What would I have?
Oh, like me hand.
Yeah, hand would be quite good.
Something Like, there's no way there's one person. There's no, I can't stress enough. There is no way that there is one person.
It's a salacious rumor that was going out of
control. The communal asshole for the entire country. There's no... Look, everyone's got a bum. So come on, give the lad a day off. There's no way I can't have... I won't have it. I will not have it. Fucking Lord of the Rings.
What?
Lord of the Ring. One ring to rule them all, one ring to find them. One ring to bring them all in the darkness, bind them.
I tell you what, though, he must be proud of himself, though.
It's not real, man. It's not real. There's no way. I feel like we'd have known about him by now. I feel like he'd be semi-famous.
Chris, I didn't know about that, though.
I feel like he'd have a book out.
Did you know that that happened in medical school? Did you know that they came in and taught them what to do? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I suppose. That is interesting, but yeah. There's no...
One ring to rule them all.
There's no fucking way. There's no way.
Oh, bless him. Babadoo, 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 ba. Thank you once again for listening to this week's episode of Shag Mountainoid, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
We'll probably take the now out. I think we're just part of the Acast Creator Network.
We're here. We're fucking here to stay. Ages. We're not gone anyway. We are part of the Acast Creator Network.
Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch at shagmountainoid@gmail.com, please continue to send all of your fantastic stories and questions. And shagmountainoid.com for the live dates. December, we are in arenas all over the country, bringing this shit to you live. Going to be awesome. Tickets still available, and we'll see you there. And we'll also see you again next week.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.